This is That Story Show, where your hilarious real-life stories get the audience they deserve. Podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber. And this week on That Story Show, Colleen follows the rules but loses her dignity.
Oh.
Amy takes a year to find out why she couldn't put a tent away.
Why?
Luella brings the homeschool drama. Emily almost dies laughing at the show.
Oh.
Alyssa's in danger due to a snuggly breadstick. And Flash cuts in to convey a communique about a cute concourse cat.
Wow. Say that three times fast. Oh.
I can't even say it one time fast.
We always like to start with an opening story. This is called the Sauna Shuffle, and it is wonderful. It comes from Colleen. Many years ago, when I was a naive young girl in my 20s, I joined in an all-woman's health club. Yeah, I hear about those. They're important.
Yeah.
You know, it's for safety. You know, and they don't get hassled by these men, these horrible men.
They don't let the fellas in who just bring the stares.
Yeah. Who wants that? I have the same problem with women, so I would love to have a men only gym because the girls are always staring at me, boy. I'll tell you. Anyway, it was a small privately owned place, very non-frill with limited equipment and only a curtain separating the changing room from the workout space. So yeah, just a mom and pop type place. Sounds cool. I was very modest, so I'd skip the changing, and I just wore my clothes that I was going to work out in to the club. They had a sauna, which I was always curious about, but I was way too shy to even consider using. But one day, I'm the only one in the club, so I think maybe today's the day I'm hitting the sauna. I carefully read the instructions on the door. Number one, remove all clothes. I'm out. That's me. I'm done. Yeah.
Nope.
Number two, keep the door closed. Well, duh. And number three, do not use if pregnant unless you want to air fry your baby. And number four, if you become dizzy or lightheaded, pass out immediately. No, leave immediately. Okay, I'm ready.
Out.
I'm a rule follower, so in spite of my shyness, I strip down, taking a Reader's Digest with me so I'll have something to keep me occupied. I enter the 5x6 foot cedar box. There are two sets of benches inside, sort of like bleachers. So I make myself comfortable on the top set of bleachers, and I begin to read while enjoying my first sauna experience. It's all private. You know, it's perfect.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, I hear a rustling from outside the door, and in walk two rotund ladies with towels on. Towels! The sign didn't say you could wear towels.
It's in you.
They sat on the lower bench below me and began to visit with each other, and my mind's racing. My exit is blocked by these massive women. I'm up close to the ceiling, so I'm much hotter than they are. Oh, I bet you are. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I'm getting lightheaded. How do I get my skinny dipping self out of here? So I weigh my options. Was that a weight pun? Do I slither out between these two gargantuan toweled women, or do I sit here until I expire and bear the embarrassment of having an EMT carry me out dead in my birthday suit? I decide to live. I tore my Reader's Digest in half to cover all the important bits and push my way through the mass of flesh in front of me. I throw open the door, grab my clothes, dressed, and made a speedy exit, never to enter a sauna ever again. Colleen, thank you for starting our show off so right and so wrong all at the same time.
Jeez. I bet you those ladies in there are like, she must be European or something, right? I mean, isn't that?
They were visiting about her after she left.
Yeah. Did you see her?
We did not need
I've seen
that.
Her in this gym before. She's got to be European. She doesn't talk to nobody.
Just when you thought an all-girls gym was safe. She felt a little too safe, if you know what I mean.
So. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. John, have you ever worked out? You ever go to a gym? Do you belong to one? Do you do that kind of thing?
I don't belong to a gym. I have visited a couple of gyms. In fact, when I was in college, I had an arrangement where I could work out at the gym for free as long as I volunteered my time to clean the gym.
So what kind of stuff did you have to clean?
Like all the equipment. I just would like go in and I'd wipe stuff down and, you know, go clean the, just wipe stuff down.
You didn't have to do showers and toilets or anything?
No, I didn't have to do that. Just clean the equipment.
So let me ask you this. You had some spray.
Uh-huh.
And you had a towel probably.
Yep.
How long, what colors came off on these towels?
You know, I don't recall. And the reason is because that lasted me one day. Oh. I did it one day. I bought the stupid shirt. It was a Gold's Gym, believe it or not.
Oh, you bought a shirt.
I had to buy a shirt. That was the one thing so that people knew that I worked there. This is almost like a dream recalling all this because I had forgotten all about this. I don't recall. They kept things really clean there. I do remember that because okay. I actually did work out there once. But then I was like, you know what? I'm a college student. I don't got time for this.
So why did you
quit? If I can't stay fit, because I don't know, really. Because I just never went back. I don't know. Maybe I still have the membership. It's in Lakeland, Florida. I just go down there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just wondered because, you know, what are you wiping off? I mean, people sweat,
yeah.
You know, dead skin cells, maybe somebody's makeup occasionally. You know, if a Tammy Faye branded woman comes and works out, you know.
Tammy Faye branded.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I do remember it was a white, like, it was like a white towel, like, yeah. You know, hand towel kind of thing. Because they had
but
a bunch of
you didn't make it a day,
over.
Huh?
I worked there a day and I worked out one day.
And how much did the shirt cost?
Like $15.
Oh, my gosh.
And back in the 90s, that was a lot.
Yeah. Now, at least back in the 90s, that was a cool shirt to wear.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, but, you know, I didn't have the guns to fill it, so.
And then we didn't stop a lot of people.
I probably shouldn't have never stopped.
You know, I wore a jacket today, a piece of clothing, and somebody said, oh, that's a nice members-only jacket. And I didn't,
oh, yeah?
I didn't know I had a members-only jacket on.
Really?
I got it from American Eagle. But apparently it's a members only style jacket. And they were very impressed that it had come back. I was like, I just need to get some aviators.
There you go.
And I'll be set. Some Bugle Boy jeans, maybe.
Yeah. And, Bugle Boys.
So
You would wear Bugle Boy with whatchamacallit? Members only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Dockers.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? Or are Kirklands. What did they call them? Docksiders. Yeah.
Docksiders?
They were Eastlands.
Dockers?
Eastlands.
Eastlands.
Yeah.
I thought those were the shoes.
They are
shoes.
Or
maybe they made pants too. I don't know.
I'm talking about pants and shoes. So we got
gotcha. We got
our Eastlands with our Bugle Boy jeans. We got a Cross Colors t-shirt on and a members only jacket.
T-shirt members only. If it gets too hot, you can put your duck head shorts on.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's a vibe. It's a whole thing. We got a review brought to you by podgagement.com. Brett Bigler, who sent in Metalfinger. They got a whole episode named after him because Jet was a majorette. No, a cheerleader. And she was accidentally flipping off the entire congregation because of her metal finger joint.
It's the middle metal finger.
Yeah. She says in her review, I think the funniest thing is that the age range keeps going up. I listened to the newest episode and now it says 13 and up, and I swear that it was 10 and up before. And somewhere before that, it was family friendly. So,
James, what happened?
So James and John are just getting more moms saying that the podcast is too explicit for their 11-year-olds, smiley face. I love this podcast so much. Thanks for the laughs, Jet. Yeah. Well, you know, you age and you grow up. And
yeah.
I'll tell you what, we were promoting ourselves as a family-friendly show until we did an episode where we mentioned that Santa Claus wasn't real.
I got
the most hateful sets of emails you ever saw. You say you're family friendly, but my kids are having questions and all this. I'm like, oh crap. I didn't know what we were stepping in. You know, I don't want to be family friendly. So that's when I started the 10 and up thing. Cause I'm like, if you're 10 and up and you still believe in Santa, somebody needs to tell you no matter what your parents
believe in Santa.
So do I. And I told my kids that it's real as long as you believe. What about the other kids?
That's right.
It's not real for them. They don't believe. So anyway, and then we went with 13 and up because of the rules of the internet. You have to be 13 and up to submit things, and we can't be responsible for those that are under 13. So now we, I guess technically, I don't ever want to say PG-13 because there's no way. We don't swear. In PG-13, you get an F-bomb.
You
can show an exposed backside. And
you
I
can
think
use
we handled,
other words too.
Yeah, we handled Colleen's story very, very well. I think we were very respectful to the content.
Very tasteful.
Yeah, thank you.
It's artistic.
Yeah. So
it was Digest, Reader's Digest
so
was involved.
Maybe we're G13. And maybe that's our rap name group, our group rap name. We're G13, yo.
G13.
So anyway, thanks for the review. We love reviews, and you can review us all you want at review.thatstoryshow.com. Let's do a news nugget. All right. A woman named Marijuana Pepsi from birth doesn't smoke weed or drink soda, but will never change her name.
Oh,
this is a real woman. A woman called Marijuana Pepsi from birth says she'll never change her name, even though she doesn't smoke weed or drink fizzy drinks or alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke, she's 52, was given her name by her mom, who said the name would take her around the world due to its originality.
Yeah.
Growing up, Marijuana said she would be questioned on the moniker and whispered about, and people assumed her mother took drugs or was in prison, which was untrue. Marijuana has a PhD in higher educational leadership, works at the Community College of Baltimore County, and is a founder of Action as Empowerment Center for Change. When people find out my name, they ask for my nickname instead. I said, hey, if you can't call me Marijuana, and that's not comfortable, you can call me Dr. Van Dyke. Boom!
But here you go.
There you go.
Dr. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if she's gotten to go around the world with that name yet.
Oh, yeah, truly. She just did. She just ran around the
world.
She
did. She did through this podcast. You're welcome, Dr. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke. I'd like to shake your hand.
I would. I would like that too. Let's do some featured stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, this is what you came for. Shut up, people. Shut up, James. Shut up, John.
Yeah.
It's time for Amy to talk.
Oh, Amy.
It's a voicemail. It's called Tough Tent. Here we go. Let me say that again. Tough Tent.
Tough Tent.
Hey, guys. It's Amy, and I am back with another story. So we go camping once a year right outside of our house. All of the girls in my friend group. And we camp.
Fun.
And what usually ends up happening, me and my bestie clean it up. We clean up the tents. We put them where they belong. So
nice.
We were cleaning up one year. And I think this was actually our first year of camping. So we had set the tents up the night before. And then the next day when we were cleaning them up, putting them back into their, we were rolling it up to get it back into its bag. And it did not fit. We were struggling.
Welcome
and
to camping.
Finally got
That's
it in
right.
there. And afterwards, my sister goes, one of my pillows is missing. And we were like, oh, it'll appear. It'll be fine. We did not find that pillow until next year when we went camping. We set up the tent. And we had packed a pillow into the tent.
Oh, man.
Into the bag. And that pillow was smushed forever. So that is the story of the time we managed to fit a pillow into
a
tent.
Wow. That's impressive. That's actually impressive. Because the tents never go back.
They never go
freaking bag.
Unless you really, you know how you're camping, you know the indicator that you're camping with girls?
What?
She said one of the pillows. That means she brought multiple.
So only one got unaccounted for because they had 12.
One of the pillows, one of my pillows is missing. When I go camping, I take my unused clothes and I press them together to use them as a pillow.
To a pair of boxer briefs. Yeah.
Just that's right. So I got my socks right next to my face the whole camping trip.
She's going glamping. That's the difference
right,
there.
Glamping.
I
that's
sleep
right.
on a bed of pillows. That's what I know.
Bed of pillows.
Oh my gosh.
Probably does make the camping experience a little bit more fun.
The stuff never goes back in the bag ever.
No. It's like unfolding a map.
Like camping right? chairs. You know? Try to get those back in the bag. They go, but it's they like do. It gets hung up on every single thing yep. along the way.
It's not like how you get it.
No. And then
as soon as you unpack it, it all unfolds and gets all
I got my son
big.
This nice set of jumper cables that came in this neat little pouch. We mm-hmm. used them the other day. Do you think they're ever going to get rolled back up tight enough to get back in that stupid no. bag without popping off like some sort of exaggerated slinky? No, it's not. So
I have
wasted
a bigger
money.
Bag.
Wasted money. I just need a pillowcase.
That's almost what I'm using. You know what I'm using to hold my jumper cables?
No.
One of those shopping bags.
There
Not
you go.
The plastic ones, like, but those ones that they, yeah. you know, like the plastic conscious people
yeah,
carry
yeah, yeah.
around.
A reusable grocery bag.
Reusable. Perfect. Yep. And that's what I use. And it works great.
Yeah. Those things are awesome.
Yep. Thank you, Publix.
All right. We've got some homeschool drama.
So where does your son go to school?
All right. This is from Luella. She says, this is Fast Food Fingers. Hi, I'm 13 and homeschooled, and I am the oldest of four. Heck yeah. Hectic house. I know everyone says, but I love the friggin' podcast.
Yes. Thank you.
Having 2 3-year-olds and a 5-month-old in the house, you can... What?
That's a lot.
So twins and a 5-month-old?
Oh,
man, you ain't got enough to do to homeschool your kids to where you're just like, let's have a bunch more. Let's yeah. just have them on an annual basis.
Let's we work, had two, got a 2-for-1 deal.
Let's work them into the budget. You know, this yeah. Christmas was tight, but let's make it a little tighter for next year. Let's bring another little bundle of joy in that we can teach all the numbers and letters and colors to again and a freaking again and a freaking again.
It'll pay off later in life. That's for sure.
For them, parents for them. Get screwed. They do.
They do.
We do. It's the thankless job. But for yeah. some reason, it's like my daughter. She got this dog. I told y'all about this dog she got. And we're right. like, you should never get the dog. And she finally admitted. She's like, you're right. It was the wrong decision. But he's my whole world now. And I'm like, that is what it's like being a parent right there. Yep. I never should have had this baby, but it's my whole world now.
It's my whole world.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child ahead but not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. It's the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's got instant grading and helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. It's fun for kids too. Kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and That Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, anyway, So we have a lot of craziness going on, and I have bucketfuls of stories, such as my little sis throwing a block at my grandma's eye.
Oh,
because she lives there. Of course she does. My little brother farting so loud he made my mom scream.
Jeez.
Send that one in quick. My neighbor almost burning his house down, boiling down cow hooves.
All right, now.
What is that for? Are you making gelatin? No, that's horse hooves. What are you doing for?
Sure. Cow hooves, horse hooves. You okay. Make out of it all.
All right. And my grandma literally melting bacon. I want all these stories.
Luella, you just gave us the biggest teaser.
We will dedicate an entire episode to your stories if you send them all in at once, even though I never say that. I've never said send your stories in at once.
And you'll probably recount that, but I'm standing by.
Yeah, I will. If you'd send me every one of those stories, I will dedicate a chunk of show to you. Anyway, here's me story. That's the way she wrote it. Here's me story.
I love it.
My 3-year-old sister has an annoying habit of being a twin. Now, I just love how she mentions one of them without the other. But my 3-year-old sister has an annoying habit of grabbing anything and everything off the counter or table and using it for her own good.
Mm.
One day she was in the bathroom and something on the counter caught her eye. Assuming it was chapstick, she popped off the cap and started spreading the substance on her lips. Eventually, my mom came in and assessed that it was not lip balm, but it was my dad's all-natural magnesium 24-hour protection deodorant.
She didn't have sweaty lips for a whole day.
I will wait patiently for your thoughts. I know you two little angel. What?
She's waiting for our thoughts, so let's get them out.
I know you two little angels will put my story on the show, so I won't even say I hope this makes it on the show like a wimp. XOXO, Luella from Vermont. Here's my first thought. At least the all-natural crap don't work anyway. So who cares where you put it, right?
Yeah, well, here's my thought. I think your little sister now has a mustache from dad's armpit hair.
She glued them right on. Short and curly.
Oh, that's so gross.
Why does the lip balm smell so funny?
It's pit stash. It's a pit stash.
Pit stash.
That sounds like the name of a show right there. The name of an episode. Pit stash.
Luella's little pit stash disser. I can't talk. Forget it. I'm done.
Oh, anyway, we got another voicemail. It's from Emily, spelled E-M-I-L-I-E. What are you freaking people doing out there with your names? Emily's a perfectly fine name. It was fine the way it was. Anyway, Emily, I do kind of care about your name. It's cool. This is called Closet Crash.
Hey, James and John. So this is Emily from Oklahoma, and I want to tell you a story that I literally just happened 5 minutes ago. So I was listening to, I don't remember what episode, but either way, James, you were talking about your wife and how she is when she's tired. And you were like, and she's some demonic baby thing or something like that. You said that. And I laughed so hard that I was in my closet cleaning it. And I hit my head on this little overhang in there. And I knocked forward into my clothes rack. And the weight of me and all my dance recital clothes that were on that rack couldn't, like, the bar that was holding them could not handle any more weight, and it fell on top of me.
Oh, no.
And I was, now I have to put all of those clothes back up.
All the dance recital clothes.
I love the show. I haven't been listening for that long, but it's amazing. Oh. So thanks.
Well,
Keep listening. Everybody gets sick of us eventually.
Yeah, they do. We got a rotating circuit of a crowd that listeners, they like to come through and then.
Okay, I've matured too much, so I'm done with this.
I'll see you after I'm through with my 20s.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll bring the kids with us.
As soon as I hit 30, I'm back. I'll be back.
I remember that show.
You guys are still podcasting? Holy crap, I'm 31 now. I mean, that happens. That really happens. So.
Ouch.
Oh, man. First of all, yeah, there's something to say about all of your dance recital costumes.
She's got a closet full of dance recital costumes that sit on a bar.
That she's had for years. Kids grow every year. They have a dance recital every year. If you've got a bunch, none of them fit. You're just keeping them for the good old time's sake. And you can't give them to the thrift store.
No.
Because dance recital clothes have to match all the other kids at the dance recital. No. So, you know, when are you going to get that? When are you going to do that? Maybe some poor kid that does beauty pageants.
Yeah.
But let me take that back. Beauty pageant kids, poor or not, have dresses on. And dance recital gear typically
looks
like a one-piece bathing suit with maybe a little tutu or something going on. So, no, it's not a pro. So
I have no idea.
Emily, I've got questions and no answers. So if you want to follow up with another voicemail or an email, you can do that and let us know why you have so many.
Yeah. And are you a professional? Because if you are a professional, then I can understand a whole rack full of the
And what do you win stuff. At the dance recital? Do you get a ribbon or do you get a medal?
Or do you get a scholarship?
Do you get do you have trophies? Do you have a mirror full of medals? Or do you have a mirror full of badges or bows or something? There's got to be something in it for you, Emily. Yeah. I don't know. Just be careful. We used to have a disclaimer we played before the show.
It's true.
Because people would get in trouble listening to our show on their headphones. Yeah. And we have to add closet crashing.
We do. That's a new one.
Wrapping up almost our all-female episode so far. Have you noticed?
No, I didn't, but now I do.
Alyssa has a story called Breadstick at Bedtime. When I was 5, I was camping with my grandma and mom in the woods. So not in somebody's front yard like before. This is real camping. What we were having for dinner was something with breadsticks. Okay, maybe not real camping.
Breadsticks that can camp? You can camp with breadsticks.
Yeah, I guess.
Unless it came from the Olive Garden.
But, you know, you get a bunch of guys and they're Royal Rangering around and they're cooking up a slab of meat or some...
That's true.
Some
That's
hamburger true. That came from a tube, you know?
Yeah. That's right. Some real tube of hamburger
Some real meat. Beef Franks that have no... markings on them other than Real Beef Franks.
Yeah, and that's a product name instead of an actual description.
there's no labeling at all. It's just Franks. I love breadsticks. I really got attached to things easily back then. In fact, I actually struggled with hoarding useless stuff. I'm over it now, though.
Congrats.
I think that's every 3 to 5-year-old, though. My kids never wanted to throw a single thing away. So we would go through their toy boxes and their clothes when they weren't around and get their stuff out. Yeah. They never wanted to throw away toys.
About it years later, like, what about that toy? That's what happened to them.
Yeah. That's where all my Star Wars figures went. So anyway, the breadstick was so good that I wanted to keep it and sleep with it like a teddy bear. And for some reason, Grandma let me. Well, Mom wouldn't. But Grandma would.
Grandma would let you do
anything. That's why we love Grandma more than Mom.
Right.
Grandmas are better than Moms.
Yeah. Oh, maybe, James, that's the secret. You know, we just talked about parenting and how rough it is, but maybe grandparenting is where the payoff is.
That is so good. That is wisdom. That needs to hang in a bar somewhere or be on a canvas at Hobby Lobby.
I'll work on that.
Something with some scripture, all right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Find something to fit.
Later in the middle of the night, my grandma and I and my breadstick are sleeping peacefully when we start hearing something sniffling and snuffling at the tent.
Oh, no.
Grandma the Brave gets up and slowly unzips the flap to come face to face with a bear.
Oh, no.
Grandma started screaming her fool head off.
Holy moly.
She whipped around, tore my precious breadstick out of my arms, and chucked it over the bear and out of the tent. Zip went the flap, and away went the bear.
He was chasing the breadstick, I'm sure.
The bear never came back, thankfully, and we were both finally able to get back to sleep. So the day was saved by Grandma and my poor snuggly but apparently bear-attracting breadstick. Hope this makes it on the show, Alyssa.
Wait a second. A bear.
A full-on bear.
All right, they had to have been really... Grandma had to have been super tired because if anybody that I know wakes up to a bear outside their tent, they're going home immediately.
No, not if you're scared or drunk. Grandma is not drunk, as you suppose. She knew exactly what that bear was there for. She knew she was stupid to let that girl sleep with that thing. She was immediately half asleep, woke up immediately, saw the bear, said, "He's here, not for me, not for meat. He wants the breadstick. I'm chucking it out and I'm zipping up the flap and I'm praying to Jesus that all my dreams come true and my dreams do not include bedtime with that bear." So,
oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
She totally yoinked that thing and just.
That was a bedtime breadstick bear.
Bedtime breadstick. The bear just wanted
to snuggle.
He barely wanted that breadstick. And it reminds me of Mitch Hedberg. He said he got in a fight one time in a tent. And he walked out and had to try to slam the flap.
You can't slam the flap.
You can't do it. You can't. How am I supposed to express my emotion at this particular time? So... All right, we can't let it all be girls. So Flash J from the UK writes this, the Railway Rascal.
Ooh, yeah.
I've been riding the train to London from my town of Salisbury for over 10 years, but due to some work involving the parking lot, I now have to arrive early if I expect to find an empty parking spot. Recently, I've discovered that a cat lives near the station. He crosses the parking lot and then sits by the sliding doors until someone comes by to let him in. It's McGonagall. It's Professor McGonagall. She's looking for the walkway 9 3/4. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Harry if you were Harry Potter.
I know who
guy.
McGonagall is.
Okay. She died recently.
She did. What's her name?
So
Betty
great.
Smith or
Mary
something like that?
Something.
Something's. Yeah, I
something like a little girl's name. I don't
Professor
know.
McGonagall.
Oh, she was so good. Such a great person.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the cat is waiting by the sliding doors for somebody to let him in. Then she walks over to the ticket window and jumps up on the ledge. The station manager will open the little sliding door and put a few kibbles into the metal tray. And the cat will chase and swipe on the smooth surface trying to catch the kibbles. This can amuse both the station manager and the people in the queue for a good long while before a station cat has to move over and let a human approach the window. After he's had his food, he goes back the way he came and continues his neighborhood patrol or whatever cats do. Like I said, I arrived early when I went in, and I could see that station cat was sitting in the middle of the station concourse. That was the word I was looking for earlier, by the way, John.
Oh, but, concourse.
Concourse, yes. But there was no one at the ticket window yet. He wasn't actually queuing up, but sitting patiently while waiting for the station manager to open the little ticket office window. I usually have something to eat on my long commute, like a small sandwich or a mini meat pie. My, isn't he British?
I like it.
So feeling sorry for the cat, I tore off a bit of my ham from my roll and I offered it to him. He cautiously approached me and accepted the ham and even let me pat his head. And I said, "That aww. Ought to hold you till the whole office opens." And then I went through the gate and I looked back and he was still watching me closely. So I waved and said, "Traw, no, have a good day, station cat. Cheerio."
Nice.
I looked back the way I was going and nearly ran into the station manager, who was rolling his eyes at me. He pointed at the cat and said, "He's already had his brekkie and tea ain't for hours."
Oh, man.
Did I do okay? That's the way he spelled it.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't want to upset.
He's all right. It's Brecky.
I didn't want to upset either of them, so I said, sorry, and I ran off to get my train. It made me chuckle to think Station Cat comes back several times a day to get his tea or his 11sies.
11sies.
I wonder if his owner even knows about it. Hopes it makes it on the shows. Cheers, Flash from the UK.
Oh, thank you, Flash.
You know what I heard about the people in the UK?
What?
Is their faucets on their sinks are jacked up. They have a hot faucet and a cold tap. They call them taps, first of all, not faucets.
Really?
But they have two individual ones. And so the way I heard about this is this guy I watch on YouTube, he talks about the 12 years that he has spent in America and the things he couldn't do without. And one of them was adjustable sink faucets. Because apparently over there, you turn on the hot water and you wash your hands as fast as possible before they burn off. And then you turn on the cold water and just kind of splash your hands between them to get some semblance of a decent amount of water in the tub. No big deal, because you can micromanage each amount of water. But in the sink, I just want to tell you British people that here in the States, they make a converter connects to both and will blend the two taps together on a little thing, so you can have the kind of taps that we have here, because it is wonderful to be able to switch from not so hot you're burning your fingers off into a warm enough to pat your face down with. So I just want to let you guys know, if you need a YouTube link to that guy or an Amazon link to the product, let me know. And I included a picture of Station Cat. Did you see him there?
I see Station Cat. He's I guess it's a she, because it looks like a calico. Mm-hmm. Got a little orange and a little gray and black tabby there.
Yeah. And he's sitting inside the window waiting
for kibbles.
For his food in the little tray that you pass money through. So I guess that's the trick, is he just waits for that slot to open and goes for it. We'll make sure to put that up on Patreon for our supporting listeners. And anyway, that is our show for today. We do have an announcement. Stickers, keychains, hats, and more available. Just go to nlcast.com and click on merch. We got shirts and all kinds of stuff. And we got a wedding theme show coming up soon, November 21st, #wedding. I had a lady, okay? She says, James, I'm a wedding planner. I have so many stories. She said, I know you have a rule against sending more than one a week, but can I just send them all? And I'm like, yes. She says, can I V-mail them or email them? I'm like, whatever you want. She says, I'm doing both. So I got a whole bunch of V-mails and emails from this lady. And but we don't have enough for a show yet. So you still got time between now and November 1st when we do the wedding theme show. If you have a funny story, a crazy story, a creative story, it doesn't have to be drop dead funny. We just want to hear your wedding story for the wedding theme show. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and a weekly bonus podcast called Stuff That Didn't Fit on the Show. Try it out free for 7 days today. Go to thatstoryshow.com and click support for all the options. Welcome, and thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Guys, it's time to get out of here. Do you have a story that you'd like featured on a future episode? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, where you can type it out or talk it out. And while you're there, join our mailing list for the latest episodes. Please take a moment, leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. And if you're missing your pillow,
it's probably in somewhere.
It's probably in your tent. That's right. All right, let's see what I can do here.
Yeah.
The podcast machine was once as good as a Slurpee, but then there were more crashes than a demolition derby. So we asked for your help to raise some funds and replace it. We knew that you were great, but you all turned out amazing. We reached our goal in 3 days, and all thanks to these list of great people that I am about to release. Deborah Sims, Kristen Diedrich, and Monique Barber. Richard Jervis, Travis Reason, and Matthew Beiler. Aaron Hill, Kerry Wright, and David Kinnison. Robert Howie, Keith Housley, and Allison Peppelman. Isaiah Chatteruck, Derek Richards, Lori Kiker, Gigiana Harden, and Allison Argel. Stephanie Gorby, Catherine Kinnison, and Robert Howie, Sarah Roadhouse. There's no more, because that is everybody. Thanks to all of you, your gifts. Just let us know that we're just one big family here on That Story Show.
Yes! I love it!
Thanks, everybody, for the new computer. We love you. God bless. Bye.